Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, filling in for John Schaefer. When Christina Korten entered Juilliard on a scholarship, it was to become a violin virtuoso. By the time she left, she was a singer-songwriter. Quickly, she assembled a backing band and a mailing list and hit New York's downtown club scene. 4 years later, she's earned critical acclaim, a devoted following, and a contract with Nonesuch Records. Her self-titled debut album is out today, and she and her band are here in our Soundcheck studio to perform some songs from it. This first one is called Bunda. Christina Korten, live on Soundcheck.
Bye.
Christina Korten live on Soundcheck. The song was Bunda. It comes from her self-titled debut album that is out today. She's also playing tomorrow at Les Poissons Rouges, doors at 6:15. Playing along with Christina Korten was Ryan Scott on the guitar, Jake Silver played bass, and Robin McMillan was at our drum kit. And Christina joins me here at the mic. Christina, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks.
So I have to say, you sing with quite a lot of emotion. It's hard to sometimes communicate over the radio. If that wasn't enough, hearing you, just watching you, you sing with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
You were a trained violinist. Did you play the violin like that?
I try to now, but I don't think it wasn't always like that, no.
It wasn't always like that.
No, you know, it's different. It's a different animal, but I'm learning.
Well, you went to Juilliard on a scholarship to be a concert violinist. How did you end up being a singer with a debut album on Nonesuch Records?
I'm always a singer.
You're always a singer.
I always was a singer.
Even before playing violin?
Yeah. Like simultaneous singer violinist.
So why go down the violin road first?
Because I wasn't aware of like the options as a singer really, and I didn't really know what to do. Like, I didn't know that was an option, actually. So I went violin style.
And what opened the door?
Well, I became very depressed as a violinist only. And I realized that I needed to sing in order to be happy.
Why were you depressed as a violinist? Were you not able to express yourself in a way that you wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, being a classical musician you don't have to be creative. I mean, a lot of classical musicians are very creative, but you don't actually have to be to play that music. And I felt like pretty stifled and pretty not, just not.
Like you might have been leading a double life of some kind.
Yeah, I totally was.
Okay.
And I kind of still am.
Well, you're not just a singer. You're also a songwriter.
Yeah.
When did that come into the picture?
I started writing songs when I was 16. But I always wrote songs, even like real songs when I was 16. But I was always writing as a kid. I loved writing and writing poems and writing weird music on the piano. And just, I was always into it.
And when did you, were you in school? Were you at Juilliard when you decided to go for the singer-songwriter career?
Yeah, I was in school my junior year. I was feeling really low. And so I felt like I should get a band together and, you know,
it sounds like it was a difficult decision.
It wasn't, actually. It was kind of like just what needed to happen. So I'm glad that it happened, and here I am. So,
do you think that you still draw on your classical education? There are lots of parts of the album where you can hear a classical influence, at least I can.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've definitely still work with and know a lot of those people that I went to school with. And also just musically, yeah, it's helped me a lot, like, honing in on my arrangement skills, which I'm trying to get better at, and just trying to be a better arranger and listener. So yeah, it helps a lot.
You mentioned that people from school follow you now. What do they say to you when they hear your music?
Oh, I love you. You know, I mean.
Okay, so I love you from your friends. How about from your teachers?
Oh, you don't really have like a great relationship or any at all, really. You know, so I don't really see them.
Is that just because you're not close to teachers, or you didn't have a chance?
I just didn't have like really a close relationship with my teachers, which was part of the problem, I think, for me. But you know,
The song that that we're going to hear next, I think, is called "Foreign Country."
Yeah,
this has sort of what I'm talking about—a lot of different things going on. It has a jazz feel to it, but it also has a country swing feel to it. Is that a conscious decision to try and mash genres up or do things a little bit new or a little bit different from others?
No, not conscious.
Not at all.
It just comes out that way.
That's
what happened.
And how did this song come to be in terms of the writing process?
I was sitting in my room on Harlem on 125th Street, and I had a really small room, and I was sitting on my bed, and I was really sad because all my friends at that time were really fancy, and they were all over the world. And I remember I was sitting
there,
and everybody
room.
Was gone. It's summer, you know, New York people leave in the summer. And I was like, oh, all my friends are gone. This is so sad. And so I figured if I was one of the places they would visit, then maybe they would come and hang out with me.
Well, you have a debut album out today on a major label.
Yeah, it's today.
And it does come out today.
I'm really excited.
Where are those people now?
Oh, they're going to be at my concert tomorrow night.
See? You win. Well, will you play the song for us?
Yes, thanks.
Great. Well, this is Foreign Country, live music from Christina Corton. As we mentioned, her album, it's self-titled. It's out today. She's going to be playing tomorrow night at Les Poissons Rouges. Doors are at 6:15. That's a CD release party. Here is Christina Corton and the song Foreign Country, live in the Soundcheck studio.
Would you visit? Come and sit in my cafe. Drink all my coffee when you start to wake and when you start to say. If I were Spain, would you visit? Come and lay down on my beach. Sunbathe and all my statues feet until you start to realize who you need. Churches soar so high, and there are folk I like cry. We got the natives singing lullabies to all the saints and all we've lost. And my currency so spent, you can buy my candy for a cent. Save up all your monies for that cold apartment way downtown.
Christina Corton live here on Soundcheck on WNYC. That track is called Foreign Country. It comes from her new album called Christina Corton that's out today. She's playing tomorrow at Les Poissons Rouges at 6:15. Christina, can we have you do one more song?
Sure.
According to my psychic skills, Hedonistic Paradise
yeah,
is the song.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, great.
This world we're living in, where I can't even break the skin, where I can't even settle in. Where's this place I'm supposed to be, where everybody's mad at me, where I can't even move my feet. It's a hedonistic paradise. It's so very clean and very nice. Like sand inside an hourglass, I'm faster than the sand I've passed. My feet have never left the ground, my voice has never made a sound, and I will be forever bound. This snoring, boring way of life, it's a fleeting roll of the dice. And if I strain, I think I can see.
Live music from Christina Corden and her band here in the Soundcheck studio here at WNYC. Hedonistic Paradise, the song that we just heard. She's going to be playing tomorrow at Les Poissons Rouges. Doors are at 6:15, but her album, her debut, self-titled, comes out today. She's been here on Soundcheck. And Christina, to you and the band, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
That does it for today's Soundcheck. Tomorrow, in a career that includes fronting the Stooges, collaborating with David Bowie, and risking life and limb more often than a Hollywood stuntman, Iggy Pop has seemingly done it all. But on his latest release, The Rock Iguana ventures into uncharted waters, French pop, and even jazz. Iggy Pop joins Soundcheck to talk about the album and the French novel that inspired it. Tomorrow, also live music from the baroque pop band Elizabeth and the Catapult. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer with Alicia Abbott. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. We've had help today from Daoud Tyler Amin. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck here on 93.9 FM WNYC.